1039, mypickradio.com, the morning show, John Anna and friends, brought to you by our good friends at Millway Federal Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we got our friend, guest from the community. She's been in here before. Yeah. Laura Bates, Miller County tax collector. I know everybody goes, ooh.
No, she makes it.
But, you know.
A process.
You have to do it. And so she's in charge of it. She keeps up with it, and she tries to make it easier for you.
That's right.
So she's a good girl.
Yeah, we need her to explain this to us.
Laura's in here, and this is a busy week for Laura because the tax deadline for the personal property and all that in Arkansas is this Friday the 15th, right?
Right.
Okay. With that said, you're closed today. The office is closed today because, hey, it's a regularly scheduled holiday.
Right.
It's Columbus Day. So not today, but preferably in the next day or two. If you need to come into the office, get it done. Don't wait till the last minute.
Please
on
don't.
Friday because it'll turn into a madhouse, correct?
Absolutely.
Right, yes. Right, right.
So if you don't have to sit around and wait in some long, don't wait till the last second. What hours, I don't think we asked this a while ago.
No,
what
we
hours
did not.
Will you be open Tuesday through Friday for people that are coming in?
8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Right. We're not closed for lunch.
Okay.
So we're open.
So no lunch. So that you have all day, Tuesday through Friday, but please don't wait till the last minute.
Right. And you've moved locations because of the storm damage. So where is that again?
We're at 210 State Line, which is the landmark building.
Okay.
Down on the corner of Broad and State Line.
Where the Gazette is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So that is the location. Hopefully, they'll be back in the courthouse by early spring of next year if everything goes
yeah,
as planned.
Yeah, we hope so.
We miss the courthouse.
Yeah,
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. For people, and I ask this for people that are new to Arkansas, that
right.
moved from Texas or anywhere else where they don't have this type of tax.
Right.
And they don't understand what, you know, what it's all about. What are we taxing on the 15th?
We are paying real estate and personal property. So any vehicles that you own, boats, RVs, ATVs, all basically anything that you need a sticker on from the DMV mm-hmm. is what you'll pay tax on.
I got you. Okay. That makes it simple.
And you may have paid taxes on it when you registered. Is that correct?
Well, the tax that you pay at the DMV is actually sales tax. What we're collecting is personal property tax. So it's different. And
that very good.
But, you know, that's a lot of people are confused by that a lot.
Yes.
This is a totally separate tax that will be due yearly on October the 15th.
What about the taxes I pay with my mortgage? Are those the ones going to you?
They are, yes.
Okay, good.
Now,
I'm
your
covered.
Mortgage company, they've already paid us.
Right.
We've already collected that. But if your tax, if your real estate taxes aren't included in your house payment,
right.
they're due to us by October 15th.
Okay. I'm glad I made the choice to check, put it in the payment.
Well, certainly. Yes. That makes it a lot easier. I would always do that.
Yes.
This is the deadline, the 15th. If you don't do it by the 15th, then it'll make it worse because the penalties start to add up.
Right.
What kind of penalties are we talking about here?
On October the 16th, it automatically, there's a 10% penalty added for personal property. Now, personal property, it will not increase. It'll be a flat 10% and it won't increase. Real estate does increase daily.
Youch. So don't do that.
So pay it on time if you haven't already paid it.
Right.
And we learned another new thing, because I'm not an Arkansas resident. We learned another new thing that you can start if you're not capable or it's too much for you to pay all of it at one time, whatever,
right.
in October, you can start paying it off in installments or however you want to do it beginning on the 1st of March, right?
Yes.
So
perfect.
Earlier in the year, you could have began and just do a little bit at a time.
Yes. Right. You can estimate and set it up. And
that would probably be me.
Yeah. I can't choke up that much change all at once.
So you've got a drop-off box, too?
Yeah. This is convenient.
Yeah.
Yes. We had a drop box installed at the Sheriff's Department,
mm-hmm.
Miller County Sheriff's
yeah.
Department, over at 2300 East Street.
Mm-hmm.
So you just pull up, drop your payment in the box, and carry on with your day.
And you can also do it online.
Right.
Yes. So MillerCollector.com.
Perfect.
Say that again?
MillerCollector.com.
Thank you.
We need to know that.
So that's for people that, you know, they already got it. They got it set. They know what they're doing. They
right.
don't have any big questions. They're not having problems.
Right.
Just do it that way. You don't need to come in.
Right.
But if you do need to come in, that's what you're available for.
Absolutely.
All right. So.
And cash payments are only accepted in the office only, right?
Correct. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't drop it in the Dropbox.
Yeah. If you drop it in the Dropbox, don't put cash in the Dropbox.
No, don't do that.
No, please don't.
No.
That is.
That's a bad idea.
Don't do that. All right. Hang around. We're going to talk more with Laura Bates, the Miller County Tax Collector, as we continue on this Monday morning. Yes, it is Columbus Day.
It is.
And Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yum.
I'm going to enjoy some turkey pot pie. A little bit. I'm part Canadian now. On the pig. Yep. Anna, those friends in low places. I've told you about that.
They're my favorites.
On the pig, 1039, mypigradio.com. This would be local news time, but we already had news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Laura Bates, the Miller County Tax Collector. And you said that there's a difference. You're not the assessor. There's another person that's the assessor.
Yes. Nancy Heron is the assessor. So, you know, I take the rap, the bad rap, for collecting the taxes.
No. She established what the value was.
Yes.
I'm not being mean to her.
No, not at all. I pick on her all the time.
Laura here is not the assessor.
No, she just helps out and makes sure the funds are easy to deposit to her.
Right. And as you were mentioning during the Facebook, Anna had a good question, since she's new to Arkansas, that this is for, actually it's for what in 2020?
Correct.
What,
yes.
You did in 2020, that you could start paying in March of 2021,
yes,
to October 15th. I'm learning more.
Yeah. It almost makes sense now. I
always heard about this and I've never understood.
Now we do.
Now I understand it a whole lot more. Is there any, let's see, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I guess it makes a difference if you are buying a new car or a used car. That's what I was thinking about, or a used boat compared to a new boat.
Well, it's the value.
Uh-huh.
So a newer vehicle will have a larger value, which equals a larger tax amount. Mm. An older vehicle, smaller value. And every year your vehicle depreciates, so that value comes down yearly.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, yeah. Shouldn't have bought a new car.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of those vehicles, the minute you pull it out of the showroom.
We've dropped. Yes. We did. But that's okay.
That's all right. If they want to pay online, where do they go to do that?
MillerCollector.com.
MillerCollector.com is where you want to pay online. Dropbox is at the Miller County Sheriff's Office on East Street, right?
Correct. 2300 East Street.
Yeah, or 71, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you got the office that
for
is temporarily moved,
yeah,
at a Landmark Building. What specifically is the address there? Do you know?
210 State Line.
210 State Line, Landmark Building there. Gazette's housed in that building as well.
Right.
And because the Miller County Courthouse had all that damage from the water pipes that burst during the terrible
snowmageddon
or whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. All right. I know we've asked you this before. How long have you been the tax collector?
I took office in 2019.
All right.
Okay.
And how long are those terms? How long?
4 years.
Oh,
well,
good you.
Yeah.
See, that's so much better.
You don't have to run again they for a little bit.
Well, actually, February, the last week of February, first week of March, mm-hmm, next year, mm-hmm, will fall, and our primary will be in May.
Hmm.
So
okay.
You'll be busy.
Yeah.
But at least that's not over 2 years.
Yeah, that's got to be nicer.
Yes,
I could not imagine.
Yeah,
I don't think they ought to have any. It's just personal opinion. I don't think they ought to have anybody running every 2 years for something. It's just too often.
It's too unstable for the whole community.
Yeah, you try to get some continuity going.
Right.
You get in there and you get really good at it. It takes a while, I'm sure, to get all that thing. And then you become really good at it. Next thing you know, you're having to run for election again.
So
4 years, that's a much better.
Yeah, right. It really is. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and it saves people. And yeah, it's just a better thing. Hang around, Laura, because we're going to get you and Anna to play a game.
Oh, good.
And then we'll kind of wrap it up and go over it again as far as
we sure will.
Getting that done by Friday so you won't face any extra charges. Or the best in most countries coming up on the pig. 24 hours a day, the best in most countries right here on the pig. 1039 mypigradio.com. And it's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. And they've got three convenient locations to serve you: Arkansas Boulevard, Texarkana, Arkansas, West 7th Street, or Highway 71 or not Highway 71, Highway 67 out in Wake Village, and then they've got Highway 71 North up in Ashdown in Little River County. But it's time to play a little game, and let's see what the game is today, Anna. I believe it is yes or BS, and
good.
I am correct. It is.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to give you a statement, and y'all decide whether it is true fact or whether it's just a bunch of made-up stuff, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Starfish have six eyes. Is that yes or is that BS? Six eyes.
Don't they have one on the end of each foot?
I have no idea.
And I think they have like 8 feet or tentacles or whatever we want to call those things.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought they had five.
All depends upon if one got chopped off and turned into a new starfish.
Well, you know, go along with the person who's full of useless knowledge, Anna. It is eight. She is correct.
Wow. They start off with eight, yeah.
Well, I thought it was going to be either two or five. I didn't know that.
I like your simple answer. I had to go a long way to get to that one.
All right. Well, let's go to, I guess, the insect world. The praying mantis, which is always creepy, is the only insect that can turn its head. Is that correct?
I've seen one turn its head, but I don't know if he's the only one.
Is
he the only one?
I don't. I'll say yeah. Sure.
Yeah, let's go with it.
And yes, it is true.
Yay.
It's the only insect that can turn its head. Gone with the Wind is the world's longest movie as far as the length is concerned. Is that yes or BS?
Surely the Titanic. I feel like I was there for 8 hours.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to say no, just because I don't know which one's longer, but there had to have been longer.
There is longer ones, and there's some movie, I don't know what this is.
What?
The Cure for Insomnia is 85 hours long.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's your cure, so I guess you go to sleep?
Yeah. I guess
during the movie.
I won't be watching that movie.
No, we won't.
So boring, it puts you to sleep.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah. Antarctica, you know, that's at the...
at the bottom.
South Pole. Is the only continent on Earth without an active volcano. Is that yes or BS? The only continent on Earth without an active volcano is Antarctica.
What do you think?
No.
No.
No, I don't believe that.
Actually, it's Australia.
Ah.
Australia doesn't have an active volcano. Antarctica does. A person cannot cry in space. Is that yes or BS? Up in space, a person cannot cry.
That's malarkey. They cry. I just don't want to know if their tears go down.
They just float around.
Yeah.
Well, since...
so we shouldn't cry too much.
Since they can't flow, Anna, it is yes.
Okay.
Their eyes may well up.
Right.
But they can't actually cry because there's no gravity. Tears can't
what
flow.
What if you blink? Doesn't it come out of your
I
eye?
Don't know.
So,
not,
technicality!
They said no!
Oh, wow. So you just gotta wipe it away.
Yeah.
Speaking of space, an apple was the first fruit eaten on the moon. They do, you know, they eat when they're sitting on the moon.
Right.
Was the apple the first fruit they ate on the moon?
I don't know, so let's guess.
I'm surprised you don't know this.
Well, I think it would probably be more symbolic, so I'm gonna say no, I don't think it is.
I wouldn't think so either.
Hmm. Well, see, I would have thought differently. I would have thought, oh, it's an apple, it's American pie, and Americans were the first on the moon, and they would have ate apple.
Yeah, but they did more symbolism stuff than
that. What's the
symbolism
behind eating peach?
Georgia. One of them was from Georgia.
Oh, our useless knowledge just drives me insane. Oh, my goodness.
He pulls his headphones off and everything.
It does. All right. This is the last one. The first album ever to come out on CD... when we went to CDs back in the day, was Michael Jackson's Thriller. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to guess no.
No.
Well, you're right. Can you tell me who's the artist was that had the first CD?
I'm guessing the Boss.
I would go with George Strait.
Oh, yeah. We should have gone George Strait.
Yeah, you should have went. It's Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
I made the difference.
She drives me insane. I'm going to have counseling when I get through working with
her. How about just some turkey pot pie?
All right. Laura, thanks for coming in. But once
again, thank
you
for having me.
Your hours are going to be Tuesday through Friday.
Yes.
And what are those hours Tuesday through Friday? Because I'm going to do lunch.
Yep. 8 a.m. to 4:30. No lunch.
No lunch.
No lunch.
So if you haven't gone in and taken care of your taxes, your personal taxes and the property in Arkansas, do that Don't wait till the last minute.
And you're just for Miller County, right?
Only Miller County.
Yeah, right? I mean, she's... Yeah,
I was just making sure, because I thought, each little county has their own person.
Yeah.
But if you haven't taken care of it, do it that way. If you need help. Right. Otherwise, you can go online. You can go to the Dropbox that is located at the Miller County Sheriff's Office.
And you can mail it.
And you can mail it. Just get it.
Has to be
postmarked.
Yeah.
By the 15th.
Postmarked.
And mail it to the courthouse address.
I got you. Okay. All right. So thank you for coming in, and hopefully it won't be too hectic of a week.
We hope not.
She's got her fingers crossed. All right. You couldn't see that, but she's got her fingers crossed.
She did.
More of the best and most countries coming up on The Pig.